Chapter 3. A Four-Leaf Clover. It was nightfall by the time I got off the elevated subway station at 149th Street in the Bronx. Neon store lights were blinking in the streets below, and somewhere I heard for the first time a catchy new song being played on a radio. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. I liked the song. Its carefree jingle was a bittersweet note as I moved into a new and unknown phase of my life. Maybe it would be a sign of good luck. Little did I know how long that good luck would be in coming. The Home for Homeless Boys was a small place on a side street in the Bronx. A couple of kindly old gentlemen were in charge and kept as much of a homey atmosphere as group living will permit. The other guys there were about my age. They seemed okay and were well behaved here, whatever they may have been before they got here. Some of them played checkers, which I liked. Nevertheless, I maintained a certain wariness, which I had already developed from having been so much alone, even when I was living at home. When time came to go to bed, I casually pulled out my push-button knife, flicked it open, and put it under my pillow. In the language of a later era, that was making a statement about sexual preferences. I also put my wallet alongside my knife, in case anyone had any thoughts about that. Now that I had my freedom, I wanted it to be complete freedom. I could not see reporting to a magistrate for years to come. However, since he had been considerate enough to schedule our first meeting in the evening because I was working during the day, I thought that I should be considerate enough to tell him that there was no point waiting needlessly for me to show up. I phoned him. "I've decided not to come in for any meetings," I told the magistrate. "It's not up to you," he said angrily. "The law requires you to come in." "I'm not coming in." "We can go get you. You can't find me. We know where you live. I've moved. We know where you work. I've quit. We can still find you. You're in violation of the law." "There are 8 million people in New York," I said. "You'll never find me." There was a long pause on the other end of the line. When the magistrate came back on again, he had a wholly different tone and a quieter voice. "You've really burned your bridges behind you, haven't you?" "Yes." "Good luck to you."